But look back again on verse 26. If you want to be my follower, you must love me more than your own father and mother, wife and children, brother and sisters. Yes, more than your own life. Otherwise, you cannot be my disciple. Well, in the original Greek, that word there is hate. Now, you think, why in the world would Jesus say, if you're going to be my disciple, you've got to hate your brother, your mother, and all that? That goes back into what we call the cost of discipleship. Now, some of the translations took that out when they did this. New Living Translation is one of them. But then they put a little asterisk up there where it should be. And this, you must love me more than your mother. But if the original Greek said, you must love me more or hate your father or mother and children. So we haven't looked about that. But the whole thing is about commitment. And when really, the thinking about that, could Jesus really be telling us to turn our backs on our families? I don't think so. So, sometimes we got to look at Scripture, and if we take something out of context, then we end up with a pretext. So this is a hard thing. And I titled my message, The Contrast Between Love and Hate. Now, I don't know about you, but when we were in school, we didn't do tattoos, but we do like to used to take an ink pen and put on there who we loved and all that kind of stuff. And some of the bullies would write on their hand, one hand hate, the other hand love, you know. And now the gangs are doing that. That's not a good thing. But there's a contrast. What Jesus was talking about, hate and love. But what did he mean when he instructed them to hate your father and your mother in verse 26. Now I think what I'd like to do is do a little bit of teaching and before I sermonize. So a little teaching at the beginning and then a little sermonize to help us understand what the cost of discipleship really and truly is.